The look of the weather hasn't changed much this week. The clouds have been quite dominant, and there have been snow showers around from time to time. There is some blue sky ahead. The weekend will feature some sunshine, but the trade-off will be colder temperatures. I'm not expecting anything that would be considered unusually cold for January, but considering that it has been quite mild lately, it is going to feel rather chilly. And also keep in mind that the wind will be pretty gusty over the weekend, especially tomorrow, and there's still going to be a breeze on Sunday. And that means the wind chills will be in the single digits and teens during the day, and those wind chills are going to go below zero tomorrow night. There's an Arctic front that's working its way through the Northeast this afternoon into this evening. Ahead of that front, temperatures moved above freezing in most areas. The front is triggering some snow showers, and there's even the chance for a couple of snow squalls through the first part of the night. The front will sink to the south of us this evening, and that's going to open the door to cold air. It's already much colder across the Great Lakes and Canada, and that push of cold will arrive tonight. Overnight lows will be in the single digits and teens, and with the wind, it'll feel even colder, so you will need to bundle up if you are going to be out. There's still a chance for some scattered snow showers through the night. And tomorrow is going to be a cold day, with highs mainly in the teens and low 20s, and with that wind, again, the wind chills are going to be quite cold. There are going to be a few snow showers around, especially in the mountains, though even in the valleys, there's the chance for a couple of snowflakes. Temperatures tomorrow night will drop into the single digits in most areas. Some spots will dip below zero across the north, and again with that wind, the wind chills will be below zero. And Sunday will be another cold day with highs in the teens and 20s with colder feeling wind chills. Sunday will be the brighter of the two weekend days because there are going to be some clouds stuck in some spots tomorrow. So the bottom line is that the weekend weather will be fine for outdoor wintertime activities. Just be sure that you are dressed appropriately. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, lows in the single digits to low teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, lows in the single digits to low teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the teens. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold with a chance of snow showers, lows in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some scattered snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the low 20s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy, and continued cold, with highs in the teens and 20s, and on Monday, increasing clouds, with highs in the 20s to around 30. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.